Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we have the story of the Macario family and how its members have become separated one by one by immigration status. We begin at Logan Airport with WBUR's Shannon Dooling. Shannon is at the airport this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us, Shannon, a little about this family and what brings you to Logan Airport this morning.
The Macarios are an example of what's known as a mixed status household, meaning different family members have different immigration statuses. So three of the four brothers in the family are actually U.S.-born citizens. But this morning, 27-year-old Isidro Macario, the eldest brother, was accompanied by a federal immigration officer and deported back to Guatemala. That's where he was born, but it's a place he left more than a decade ago. He actually came to the U.S. illegally when he was 13 years old. He was meeting up with his parents, who were already living here at the time. And ever since, he's been living in Lynn. This morning, Macario's lawyer, Susan Rosas, argued with a federal immigration officer here at Logan, saying that her client was eligible for one last recourse, for a chance at asylum. The immigration officer disagreed, and Macario was escorted through security to board a flight.
This scene, as I understand it, Shannon, saying goodbye at the airport, some people are going to say this is incredibly sad, but it's not new to this family, is it?
No, it's not, Bob. Actually, in 2016, the family said goodbye to the father, who was also deported back to Guatemala. 21-year-old Erwin Macario, who is a U.S.-born citizen, was at the airport 2 years ago saying bye to his dad, and he was here this morning as well. He was just sort of staring through the glass door into security.
Waiting for a miracle. yeah, I'm just trying to look at him while he was walking away. I lost him.
We recently visited the brothers at their home in Lynn to talk about just how much of an impact immigration status has made on their family.
Anthony and Saul.
The Macario brothers, four of them in all, are looking at old school photos hanging on the wall in their Lynn apartment. They're poking fun at the haircut their dad gave one of them back in the third grade. There's a plastic pitcher of pink Kool-Aid on the kitchen table and a Bible sitting on top of the microwave. The youngest brothers come out of their room one by one, 21-year-old Erwin, 18-year-old Anthony, and 16-year-old Saul. They're each wearing some variation of sweatpants and sweatshirts. They all know this could be one of their last nights together with their eldest brother, 27-year-old Isidro. After several years of receiving stays of his removal from the U.S., he's run out of options.
You know, it didn't start yesterday. It's been going on for almost 8 years straight.
Isidro Macario says worrying about the future is just a part of life for his family. They're accustomed to receiving regular doses of anxiety, usually in the form of correspondences from the Department of Homeland Security. And usually they come in the mail around Christmas time.
I remember most of the time we are in the living room receiving letters saying that our parents have to leave the country. And instead of, you know, having a table ready for the family, we get these letters or bad news. It always happens. So
Isidro Macario was born in Guatemala and came to the U.S. when he was 13 years old. His younger brothers are all U.S.-born citizens. John Moen, a spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said in a statement he could not comment on the details of Isidro Macario's deportation case, but confirmed he was scheduled for removal. Isidro Macario has applied for different legal statuses, but criminal charges, stemming from what his lawyer calls a misunderstanding a few years ago, stood in his way. Those charges were dismissed in 2013, according to court documents, and he has no criminal convictions.
You know, it's very tough for myself and also for my family because, you know, we've been struggling with this for so many years, and instead of getting better, we, you know, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and nobody understands probably our pain.
Isidro Macario is the oldest brother and also doubles as a parent to his younger brothers. Their father was deported back to Guatemala in 2016. Their mother, Marita, is in the U.S. without documentation and also has a removal order. For nearly 2 months, she's been seeking shelter in a church in Greater Boston. We've agreed not to use her full name and not to disclose her location because she fears for her safety. Marita says being separated from her sons makes her ill. But for now, she believes living in the church is her safest option.
Por mi familia. Yo no los quiero dejar.
I'm here for my family, she says. I don't want to leave my sons. I'm sad, but I'm also okay here. I'm in good hands. I miss my sons, and I want to be with them because they need me, and I need them too. This type of family upheaval is becoming more common, according to some immigration advocates, especially in families like the Macarios, where different members hold different immigration statuses.
For example, an undocumented mom with two citizen children and a husband who has, let's say, TPS.
That's Ava Malona, director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. She says mixed status households are common across the country and here in Massachusetts, given there are nearly 1 million foreign-born residents in the state, half of whom are naturalized citizens.
It's a huge concern emotionally, but also practically, because, you know, these individuals are part of the workforce, they're consumers, so it's really, really problematic and widespread.
President Trump's shift in immigration enforcement priorities, the debate over DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and the elimination of temporary protected status for some countries have all created cavernous unknowns. The uncertainty facing these mixed status families from one day to the next can sort of feel like whiplash. It's a feeling that 16-year-old Saul Macario can relate to.
When I see it taking them one by one, that's how I see it. First it was my dad, then my mom, my brother.
With the hood of his sweatshirt pulled down low over his forehead and his hair just slightly in his eyes, 21-year-old Erwin Macario says he's been thinking a lot about what it would mean to be the oldest in the house.
It's a lot to take in, to take care of my little brothers. It's going to be a lot of responsibility, but at the same time, it's going to help me mature. And if anything, you know, I got them, and I'm going to push through just for them.
Shannon Dooling, what's left of this family here?
Well, the three brothers who are U.S. citizens, of course, will be able to stay in the country. Erwin Macario says he can always get a second job to help make up for the missing income and keep what's left of the family intact.
WBUR's Shannon Dooling reporting from Logan Airport this morning. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, Bob.